Imagine like a boardroom pitch. A group stands up, they identify a failing piece of infrastructure, propose a whole new architectural redesign, and then confidently ask the board of trustees for the capital funding to build it.
Right, a classic business scenario.
Yeah, exactly. But now imagine those presenters are literally 11 years old.
It is wild.
It really is. So welcome to a very special deep dive, tailored specifically for you, the parents and carers of Ashwell Primary School. We've been looking through Mr. S. England's newsletter for the spring to half term, and honestly, even though it only spanned February and March, the sheer density of what your kids have been doing is staggering.
It's a remarkable document to read. I mean, our mission today is to unpack the incredible breadth of experiences the children have had over the last few weeks. We're going to go way beyond the standard timetable to see how the school is actively shaping, curious, independent, and community-minded young people.
Okay, let's unpack this because reading through these updates, you realize Ashwell Primary feels less like a traditional school and more like a dynamic incubator. And we want to explore that with you, the parents, because you're such an essential part of this thriving community.
Absolutely. You're the ones reinforcing all of this at home.
Yeah. So let's start by looking at how they bring the curriculum to life. Like
Yeah.
World Book Day 2026. This wasn't just bring your favorite paper back to class. It was a complete environmental takeover.
Oh, total takeover. The staff used those story sack spoons, they did live lessons, and they had these incredibly physical read around the world sessions.
Yeah, where the classes actually move through different stories, right?
Right. They fundamentally altered the spaces the children are used to learning in.
I mean, the dining room was completely transformed into a reading-themed tea party, and you had the older kids pairing up with the younger ones for the cross-year reading buddy
Which
sessions.
is so great for peer bonding.
Definitely. And the classroom doors. They became these massive art installations because the kids decorated them based on their favorite books.
And, there's a very specific cognitive reason why the school invests so much time in altering the physical environment for something like literature.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you read a text in a quiet, standard classroom, your brain relies on semantic memory. That's just the storage of plain facts and concepts. And semantic memory is notoriously fragile, especially for young kids.
So semantic memory is like saving a simple text file on your computer's desktop. It's functional, but it's really easy to accidentally delete it or lose it in the clutter.
That is a perfect analogy. But when Ashwell turns literature into a physical tea party, or when kids are actively painting a door to look like a book cover, the brain shifts to episodic memory.
Okay, and that's different how.
Well, episodic memory is tied to specific events, emotions, spatial awareness. The brain suddenly attaches a dozen different sensory tags to that knowledge.
Ah, I see.
So a child might forget a plot summary they read on a random Tuesday, but they are not going to forget the tactile experience of that tea party or sitting with their reading buddy.
The knowledge gets sticky, it anchors to the experience. And I mean, learning at Ashwell isn't just about staring at a textbook, right? It's like a VIP backstage pass to the real world. We saw that exact same thing with Science
Oh,
Week.
the science initiatives were fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't just theory. Year five actually partnered with York University's Children Challenging Industry program. These kids were testing water filtration, measuring the viscosity of liquids, and literally feeding microbes.
They took that trip to the Sartorius Science Industry site, too.
Yes, learning about medicines and robots directly from the working scientists.
Taking them to Sartorius is just a master class in contextual learning. It bridges that gap between the classroom and a future career. Suddenly, science isn't a worksheet, it's a robotic arm inside an actual factory.
Yeah, it makes it real.
And they're laying this foundation so early. Down in year one, they were tracking the local weather, right? But instead of stopping there, the teachers had them compare the UK's December weather to Australia's weather at that exact same time of year.
Using the physical globes and atlases to find the equator.
Exactly. It grounds abstract seasonal mechanics in physical reality.
Which makes me think about how physical reality, like taking learning completely off the school grounds, forces a whole new level of
Oh,
independence.
absolutely. The environment demands new life skills.
Yeah, because you don't have the safety net of your usual desk. We saw this vividly with the year five residential trip to Burwell House at the end of March.
A classic rite of passage, the residential trip.
Right, but usually that conjures up images of muddy boots, getting lost, doing orienteering, maybe building a sketchy raft out of logs.
Yeah, the standard outdoor stuff.
And they did do the outdoor games, But what caught my eye was that these Year 5s went into a fully functional TV studio and produced their own TV news broadcast.
Which is incredible. Operating a news broadcast requires a highly complex set of executive functions.
I can imagine.
You're dealing with scripting, operating tech, under strict time constraints, public speaking, and high-stakes teamwork, where, you know, if one person delays, the whole production halts.
It builds a very pressurized sort of confidence.
It really does.
And we're seeing that translation of academic knowledge into practical application in Year 6 design and technology, too. They were designing playgrounds.
Right, but not just sketching them.
No, they didn't just draw a swing set and color it in. They were handed wooden rods, dowels, and lolly sticks and had to physically construct miniature structures.
Functioning basically as junior structural engineers.
Exactly. The newsletter notes they were calculating real-world